Daylight savings ends this weekend. Don't get thrown off. But here's a possible solution. Abolish time zones altogether. Earlier today, we scheduled an interview with a proponent of this idea, economist Steve Hanke.
Hello.
Hi, is this Steve?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Carol Hills in Boston at The World.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Carol?
Great.
It's 5 here now. I thought we were going to connect in 1 hour from now. And I'm actually with Mrs. Hanke in a store. I'll speak to you in an hour and a half.
Okay, thanks so much. I look forward to it.
Yeah, okay, Carol.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yep, that really happened. We'll get our time straight and get back to him later. This weekend marks the end of daylight savings time, so next week, look forward to lighter mornings and much darker afternoons. Twice a year, there's a collective grumble about the change, with lots of requests to eliminate it. Today, we're talking to someone who doesn't just want to eliminate daylight savings, but time zones entirely. Steve Hanke is an economist at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. Steve, what do you mean, abolish all time zones? How would that work?
If we abolished all time zones, it would work very easily. We'd all set our watches at exactly the same time, everyone in the world. Now, what would that time be? It would be what's referred to as universal time, or what we used to call Greenwich Mean Time.
Now, of course, you know what I'm going to ask next, which is that some of the world would be in the dark and some would be in the light. And how do we go about our working days? How does that work?
The working day is easy to take care of because, for example, China right now is the leader in the sense that it's a huge country, but they only have one time zone. But when they go to work and when they go to sleep and so forth, they set the local time relative to where the sun is in the sky. So they come up with whatever is convenient in the locality, but their watches would always be on the same hour.
What are the benefits of this idea?
Scheduling is one obvious thing, but there are other things that are associated with it. There are a lot of safety provisions. For example, since 1972, all airlines and every airport in the world operates on Greenwich Mean Time. And if they didn't do that, there'd be enormous safety problems because there'd be confusion about actually what time it was.
I assume you get a lot of pushback on this. What do people say to you?
Not really. There's essentially no pushback because it's happening spontaneously. We are adopting universal time as we speak.
If we had the universal time zone, how would we know what people are doing in another country if we couldn't automatically calculate to what time of day it was for them? I mean, China's 12 hours ahead. Don't we have to calculate anyway?
Well, there would be a calculation. You'd know that you were calling them at the same time on your watch, that you wouldn't know whether it was light or dark, whether they were sleeping or working and so forth. So you have on your iPhone a globe that shows you where it's light, where it's dark. You see these obviously and use them when you're on an airplane, for example. It'll have a picture of the world, and you'll see where it's dark and where it's light.
Steve Hanke is an economist at Johns Hopkins University. He's been speaking to us from Paris. Thanks a lot.
And thank you. And switch the clock.
Okay.
Okay. Good deal. Bye-bye.